Good morning. I don't see that Anya's not going to be here, so I guess we'll give it another minute or so.
I'm new here, so I wondered if I had the wrong meeting time, but I'm in the right place.
No, it's just sometimes we don't meet. We usually say something in the support sig if we're not meeting in the morning, and I just see Charlotte won't be here. But usually Anya runs our meeting, so sometimes she's taking her kids to school, but that's not, it's August, so we'll give her a minute or two.
I mean,
It's early on the
we
West Coast, so
usually have at most like four people, so
yeah. Oh,
kind of
really?
depends on the day.
It's not a huge group of us, so
So I'm not going to be able to sneakily lurk and
Oh
blend
yeah,
into
you
the
can
background.
sneakily lurk. It,
Okay.
it's that's not a problem usually. I was talking a lot today, but I usually don't say too much in these meetings unless called upon. I don't even know if we have any bugs. Let's see if we have any open tickets. So, Autumn, my name is Jale Fazelian. I'm at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I don't think you've been here before, so how did you come to join our group?
So, I am a new member of Product Council, and I
Oh.
am the new liaison to the support sig from
Okay.
Product Council.
I don't,
So
who was our old liaison? Oh, is
I
that
don't
making
know.
you a bad person not knowing
No,
who our,
no.
did we have an old
You
liaison?
did. It was Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
But as Charlotte's schedule changes this year, she wasn't sure. We
Gotcha.
thought it might be good to have somebody else. Yeah. Well,
Okay.
so we're kind of doing double duty.
I see. That makes more sense. I think I didn't realize Charlotte was on council. I don't know why. She's just always been here, so I just always assumed
I
she was
know.
here. So at least since I've been here. So I'm one of the more newer members, and I've been here for a couple of years now. So it's
Okay.
pretty much just a very small cohort of us, the same people looking at the tickets and really just being annoying, I feel like, to the developers. I think that's how they look at us a little bit. Like, we're the people who just keep pinging them every week, like, hey. But that's kind of our job, is to just ping them every week and say, hey, where are you with this? So
Okay.
at least
So
that's
it's
my
kind
thing.
of a review of open tickets.
I can share my screen if you want. I don't usually do this by myself. Usually I have Anya or Charlotte here with me because I don't have full access to make all of the changes that need to be made in the side
Okay.
panel. So a lot of times we'll go through it and I might put in the chat like, hey, this is from support, ping the, current people. But Charlotte and Anya usually tell me who I should assign those tickets or the
Yeah.
ones that assign a priority. Like, I don't have access to do that. So I don't know how useful it is for us to go through tickets when they're not
Yeah.
here because I don't have that access. Or if Deborah's here, Deborah as a co-convener also has a fuller access, I think, than I do.
Okay.
Since none of them are here, it's usually one of those things where Robert and I kind of give it a little 2 cents, and then that's about
Bounce out.
it. So, but
Yeah.
I can, yeah. But
Don't take
there
any
does
extra
look like
trouble for
there's,
me.
it does look like there's one sort of ticket that does need a priority assigned to it. Item table barcode field is hard coded at 160 pixels, causing line wrapping. And it looks like, oh, last week Anya did ping on this. And so we think it looks like there's no way to set a priority. And we've said that we would prefer to be a P3 or P4. So sorry, I wasn't here last week. I had a pretty bad sinus infection. No one wanted to see me last week. You can still kind of hear it, but I'm better, a little bit better this week. So I just didn't show up last week. So I didn't know that they looked at this ticket already.
So it's basically triage
Triage.
and obviously feeding into like plans for each release based on the way these are prioritized.
Essentially, we kind of go in, we if it doesn't have a priority given to it, if it's just put in there and no one knows how to prioritize it, we prioritize it. And then we go through all open tickets and say, and look at it and, oh, is it assigned to sprint? Is it assigned? Who's it assigned to? Is it assigned to anyone? If it's not assigned to anyone, then we start tagging people and say, who should this ticket be assigned to? And then it's kind of going through and pinging people on the outstanding issues that either haven't been looked at for a while. If they are assigned to sprint, or we do see they're coming out in the newest release, we kind of, it's not that we ignore them, we'll like look at them, but we kind of gloss over those a little bit because it's clear somebody's working on that. We're not trying to be jerks about it, but sometimes when you don't respond to a ticket for over a month, yeah, then it probably does seem like we're really annoying because we're like, hey, what is going on with this ticket? So that's usually what we do. We just sort of triage and give priorities to things and make sure to keep things moving along, essentially, right?
We'll kind of do a periodic project of looping back to something like, oh, it looks like some things are still scheduled for Ramsons. That means they're not done. Let's check on those. Or this has been a P3 for 2 years. Maybe now it's a P2. So just that kind of thing. Not a lot of like strategizing or, prioritizing what we're doing like a lot of the other SIGs. Although occasionally we will say, is this working? Can we communicate with this, say, with this PO differently because they're in a unique situation, stuff like that. But
And
yeah,
we,
mostly it's just business meeting.
yeah, and like Robert said, sometimes POs do come to us and say, like, hey, we wish you'd stop pinging us for certain things. And we definitely push back on some of that because it's like, well, that's the whole point of this group is to kind of be a little bit of a thorn in your side to make sure that you're doing what the users are actually asking, right? Like, this is open source software. This is something that your users are telling you there is a need. I would just say in general, one of the our I think our one of our bigger, like, the way we view it versus the way they view it is if it involves money for a library, that's a big deal. And so we make that a higher priority than the developers think that it is. But if it's involving a fee or a fine, that can be a huge deal. Or if it's about a fiscal turnover that doesn't do something correctly, that really impacts a library's ability to get their job done. So for us, explaining to them, like, why we think these things are a higher priority. Yeah, maybe for you, that fee fine thing doesn't mean a big deal. But if your library and you just can't turn off fees and fines for whatever reason or something, and you've got a lot of angry patrons, that really impacts your ability to do your job correctly, you know? So just making sure that they understand sometimes what we're trying to get at. And
There's some interpretation too.
There's just some sort of like, I don't consider this a high priority. You've said it's a P1, and then that means my people got to drop everything. And it's like, whoa, well, maybe you should work out a workflow within your thing. Whereas if we've said it's a P1, where does it fit into your? We're not saying drop everything today, but we are saying, like, you can't ignore this problem. You know, it's important to somebody. So, yeah. So yeah, we probably don't
That's helpful.
strategize a little bit like Robert was saying. We don't strategize a ton. It's more like, this is what's open. These are the things that need to be tackled. Is there something that's falling through the gaps? Like, we were looking at, like, there were some things that were like in it supposed to be for a Q release. They didn't get done in Ramsons. Are they going to get done in an S or T, right? You know what I mean? Which, those flowers are immediately out of my brain right this second.
I
But,
know.
you know, just to say that, like, making sure that these things that are supposed to be promised and delivered that might impact somebody's workflow are actually being delivered upon in a timely, in as much of a timely manner as can be expected, you know?
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Well, since no one else popped in and we don't really have any open tickets, and I'm guessing no one from the developers really wants to get another support ping, I think we can just say thank you and meet ne again next week. I don't know what our schedule looks like as we head towards, like, WolfCon, because some of us go and some of us don't. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, then I'll plan on seeing y'all next week.
Great. Thanks,
But
everyone.
thanks for the intro. That was helpful.
No problem. Bye.
See you guys.
Yeah.